Hello and welcome to A Presence on Your Journey, which is a podcast of Community Autism Resources. And our very special guest today is a member of the Community Autism Resources staff, Director of Development, Crystal Medeiros. Crystal, thank you very much for joining us today for the podcast.
Thank you, Dennis.
We're going to be talking about the biggest fundraising event of the year, the Community Autism Resources sponsors, and that's the Family Day and Walkathon. But first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Crystal?
Sure. My name is Crystal Medeiros, and I'm the Development Coordinator for Community Autism Resources. I am also the mother of a gorgeous 6-year-old boy named Jaden who has autism.
And what's going to be happening, when, and dates and so on?
The event is the Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day. It is our yearly walkathon, which will be held this year on Saturday, September 22nd at the Bristol Community College in Fall River. And the events begin at 9:30 a.m. and they conclude at 1:30 p.m.
What time does the walk itself begin and how long is the walk?
We typically kick the walk off between 11 and 11:15 a.m. and it's a 2-mile walk which starts and ends at Bristol Community College.
And who benefits?
All of the money that we raise through this event stay right here in southeastern Massachusetts to help us continue to support and provide free services for children and adults with autism spectrum disorders, their families, and the professionals in the community who provide services to them.
In the release, it mentions the services. Can you kind of give us a brief example of some of the services that are happening?
Sure. Our services include, but are not limited to, staff available to answer families' questions and help them find the appropriate information and resources that they need for their son or daughter. We also have private appointments with staff, the gathering for grandparents' brunch, over 20 information packets that cover topics such as autism, Asperger's syndrome, and related challenges such as social skills, sensory challenges, anxiety, and more. We also offer trainings for schools and agencies, friendship groups for children and adults with autism, the Circle of Friends program, special programs for children including dance, karate, social skills, and more. And we also have family events including the sensory-friendly family movie day, the fall hayride and hot dog roast, family zoo days, ice skating, afternoon at the wave pool, and many, many more.
Okay, what will the day include? What kinds of activities, for example?
The Family Fun Day offers families of those with autism spectrum disorders enjoyable activities in a comfortable environment. Visual schedules of the day's events and choice boards of activities are available to help support understanding for individuals on the autism spectrum. There are free activities for the entire family, including our bubble creation station, bounce house, sensory treasure hunt, carnival-style games, a balloon artist, face painting, and temporary tattoos. You can meet Snow White and Buzz Lightyear this year. Snow White will be available from 9:30 to 10:15, and then Buzz Lightyear will be available from 10:45 to 11:30. And in between characters, we're going to actually have a magic show this year, which will be from 10:15 to 10:45. And for the adults, there will be an autism awareness store with a wide variety of items, including the locally created Glimmers of Hope autism awareness bracelet, autism awareness pins, keychains, car magnets, t-shirts, and much more. We also have an exciting raffle this year, as well as a silent auction.
Now, this year's event has some incentives. An example of that might be the iPad challenge. How does that work? How does the iPad challenge, for example, work?
The iPad challenge started last year. We offered iPads to family teams, individual teams, or business teams that raised a minimum of $5,000 for the walk. This year, we've brought back the iPad challenge, but we brought it back with a twist. So what we're doing this year is offering the newest iPad for teams or individuals who raise a minimum of $5,000. But we're also offering the option for families who, say, maybe have won the iPad last year or already have the iPad, the opportunity to win some gift cards for iTunes or Apple Store. And that way, they'll be able to purchase apps for the iPad if they already have it, or maybe some protective equipment from the Apple Store. And what we're doing with that is the amount that the team has to raise is $5,000, and you'll either be awarded the newest iPad or $500 in iTunes or Apple Store gift cards. And it's a combination of the two, but not to exceed $500, and the choice will be up to the family or individual team what the denomination is that they would want in those gift cards. And to access all of the official rules and the form that would need to be filled out, they can access that right on our website under our events page by clicking on iPad Challenge Form and Official Rules.
And we'll be giving you that again at the end of the podcast, but that would be at www.community-autism-resources.com, and you can look under events, and there's a whole section on the family day itself, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Another new feature this year is the Kids Kit.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, yep. But can you go into that a little bit?
Sure. This year, it's new. We've never done this before, so we're very excited to introduce the Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism Summer Fun Fundraising Kid Kit for Kids. And basically what it is we get a lot of inquiries about how children want to help us out, and they like to volunteer and different things like that. So what we've come up with is we've designed a kit for kids to be able to do their own fundraising, and this kit is geared for children aged 10 to 15 years old. And basically, inside of the kit, what each child will get, it's a list of fundraising ideas, 2 sample posters, they get a package of balloons, they get some autism ribbon stickers, some community autism resources, Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism stickers, community autism resources brochures, some autism awareness rubber bracelets, they actually get 2 of those, and everything comes in a plastic reusable envelope, so that way they can keep all of their fundraising items clean and dry. So this is something that we are very excited to introduce because kids can really bring their, you know, how they're getting involved to the next level. Of course, parents or grandparents will have a lot of fun with this as well because they can really get involved with the children and helping them create their own fundraisers. And for the kit, you actually have to go onto our website, and underneath the walkathon information, again, there's a request form that must be filled out and signed by a parent or guardian, and then they have to send it over to us, and then once we review that, we send the kit in the mail.
Now, there's a number of other ways for participating in the fundraising, and one has the opportunity to create their own fundraising page. How does that work?
You can actually create your own fundraising page by visiting www.firstgiving.com/community-autism-resources_old/2012-autism-walk. And that'll bring you right to Community Autism Resources Fundraising Events page, which is set up specifically for the walk. And basically what you can do, this is a great opportunity for everyone. People who are not able to get to the walk but still want to raise funds. We've had a lot of people become, we call them virtual walkers in the past, where they can actually create a fundraising page, raise funds, and if they're not available the day of the walk, they're still making a contribution to Community Autism Resources. Once you get to this fundraising page, you would click on fundraise, and then you follow the steps on how to create your first giving page. And what I tell a lot of the families who contact us is to kind of peek and poke around at the other team's fundraising pages, so that way if you're new to First Giving, you can kind of see how they've put their fundraising pages together. It's nice to read other people's stories as well. I know for myself, that is, you know, a big thing that we put on First Giving. What we explain, you know, how my child has autism, how I have a cousin with autism, how we created our team in honor of them, and the services we've accessed through Community Autism Resources prior to, you know, in the services we've accessed through Community Autism Resources in the past. So those are always really nice things to put in, so that way other people can read your story as well. So that is a very nice, easy way. First Giving, it's free. None of the teams that create a fundraising page, they have to pay anything, which is obviously very good for everyone. And the biggest thing is that once they make the donation on First Giving sends the money right to us at Community Autism Resources. We don't have to go and get the money from anywhere. They send everything to us, which is really nice for us as well.
Now, how many years has this event been going for?
Well, Community Autism Resources has done a walkathon for 12 years. In the beginning, they started to do a walkathon in 2000 with assistance from a family. And from the year 2000 until 2003, it was actually called the Walk for Autism Awareness. And since 2004 until the present, we've renamed the walk to the Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day. And this year will actually be our 9th annual as the Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day.
In your release, you mentioned something about 1 out of every 88 school persons are diagnosed along the autism spectrum. Where do those statistics come from?
Those actually come from the United States Department of Disease Control and Prevention. They released this statement in March of 2012.
Now, if people want to volunteer, get involved, or if they have any more questions, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact me. Anyone who's interested in volunteering, whether it's, you know, to volunteer for the day, if they wanted to volunteer for something else, that has nothing to do with the walk. We're always looking for volunteers. If they have questions in regards to creating a team, if they have first giving questions, or even businesses who may want to become an official sponsor, or if questions in general, they can contact me at 508-379-0371, extension 22, or by email at cmedeiros@community-autism-resources.com.
Crystal, thank you very, very much for taking time. I know how busy this has been for you in coordinating and organizing this, so thank you so much for taking time to discuss this event that's coming up. I just want to remind everybody that music used for A Presence on Your Journey was written by George Winston. A Presence on Your Journey is a podcast of Community Autism Resources. Barbara Domain is our executive director. Technical producer was Nicholas Domain, and my name is Dennis Pulselli. For more information and to listen to this and other podcasts from Community Autism Resources, you can go to our website at www.community-autism-resources.com, and you can also listen to this and other podcasts on iTunes as well. And until next time, thank you for listening.